Blog Talk Radio.
What do you think about Jesus? Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day.
Good evening, Pastor Ben. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
And how are
yes,
you?
Yes, man. I am here in Rexford in Clarendon, and I am here with overseer Daphne Porter.
Okay.
Right. She's a woman of God who has been toiling hard in the ministry, and she has accomplished such great feats, has been called and overseer. I think she's the only one in Clarendon North who has attained such a height. And, you know, we really are giving homage to her this evening for such great accomplishment.
Awesome, awesome.
And also, we're going to be taking something from the Word of God, from the book of St. Matthew. From the book of St. Matthew, chapter 4.
Okay.
And this has to do when Jesus was tempted by the enemy. You know the enemy. All of us have one common enemy. His name is the devil. And he went up to Jesus, and in St. Matthew chapter 4, starting from verse 1, it says, when Jesus was led up the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Almighty God. So this evening we are just taking our text from that St. Matthew chapter 4, where it says that Jesus answered him correctly. His words can never be disputed. His words cannot fail. Whatever the master speak, it must come to pass. And he said, it is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Almighty God. That means our sustenance is based upon the word of God. You go back in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah said, the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. And this is what we have to go by. Up in Genesis, when God speak, when open it was pure confusion, and the word was without form or void, and dance upon the face of the heat, or upon the face of the deep. God says, let there be light. And there was light. So we are calling upon the nations of the world today. Wherever you are, whether you're in Africa, or you're in Hong Kong, whether you're in China, or America, Canada, and this is the redemption shrine, we are saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but they shall live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Jesus, when he was charging his disciples, he said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. And in another charge, he said to them, search ye the scriptures, for in them you have eternal life. The psalmist said in Psalms 119, he says, thy word shall be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we call upon everyone today to get into the word of God and let the word of God get into you, so that you can say like the psalmist, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Truly we are giving God praise for his blessing and for his mercy. Another day to give God thanks and praise. The day of the third month in the year of our Lord 2017, and we are coming to you this time from another location, from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a district called Rexford, and this is the Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron, and I'm right on location at Overseer Daphne Porter's house, and she's right beside me, rearing and ready to go already, and tune in, because it's a wonderful woman of God, and she's here this afternoon because she has achieved such a great accomplishment, being the only woman overseer in the entire Clarendon North. And all we can say, to God be the glory, great
amen.
He has done. Amen. Somebody might ask, why am I doing this? But according to the scriptures, hear what the scripture says in Proverbs 31. It is saying, beauty is deceitful, and favor is vain, but a woman that loves the Lord, she shall be praised. So that is what we are doing today. You know, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. You know, so this is what we are saying about this wonderful woman of God today. And she's right here, rearing and ready to go. Oh, by the way, Pastor Dan, Brandon in Long Lake School, they won the kiddies cricket today. So they are heading on to Sabina Park. I just spoke with Miss Lewis. And the entire Brian school is so happy. They went to Chedwin Park today to play, and they demolished their opponent, and they're on their way to the finals for the second time. Last year they were beaten at the finals at Sabina Park, but this year I am telling you, Brian Ilale School will be bringing home the title, and we're gonna continue to give God praise and honor and glory for our school. Believe in the word of Almighty God. I am also speaking from the position of their school pastor. So I know that school loves to praise God. What a mighty God.
We need some team pictures, sir. We need some team photograph with all the team, coach, players, everybody.
Yes, that will be supplied in short order. And I'm sure Miss Lewis, you know, she's going to be back on the program soon, talking about the great achievement of the school and everybody so elated at the victory today. They prayed St. Thomas More and they prayed the school from St. Catherine, and, you know, they totally outclassed them. And all we got to say to God be the glory.
Wow. Impressive. Dr. J, you there? Impressive.
Yes, I'm here.
Wow. Wow.
Awesome.
Thank you, Pastor. Inject that in.
Right. Reverend Porter is here, too. And she's right here.
Reverend Porter, Overseer Porter, God bless you.
The Lord bless you, my brethren. The Lord bless you. I can say God love us and we love him, too.
Amen.
I am very happy that my life has been spared. Even from the Lord, God has helped me to render faithful, conscientious, valuable services to his people. Despite the fact that during this period of time, occasion have arisen when my health was impaired. Nevertheless, the great personal inconvenience and sacrifices, I carry on my responsibility. I am proud to be a Christian. I am proud to be a messenger for the Lord. And I am glad when he did call me, I did answer, "Here am I, my Lord. Send me." God bless you. And may you prosper, and may the grace of God get richly into your soul. I'm giving
Amen.
You back to Pastor.
Amen. And welcome to Radio Land for our listening around the world. You know, welcome.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
What an introduction.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
welcome.
Sir.
Yes.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good over this side of the side of the pond. Now you're on the foot of the Bullet Mountain area, enjoying the fresh, fresh undiluted air. No pollution.
No pollution, man. No pollution. We have trees and fresh air to breathe every day. We give God thanks for that.
Yes.
Though the enemy wants to rob us of some of our health and our joy, but God is on our side. We will praise him whatever it is.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So
it's good to hear from you. And
pardon me?
It's good to hear from you. We have also Dr. J, another daughter from that neck of the woods, from that side, Turtle Pond area.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that the Brandon Hill School is doing very, very well.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Cameron, a veteran for the Lord.
Yes,
we just can't do without him.
And he's here every week blazing the word of God, you know, like a fire. He's known as a fireman around the globe.
That's what they call him.
The fireman.
The man is blazing.
The man is blazing.
I tell you, brother, God has a man.
Yes, a watchman.
God has a man.
Yes.
And we have to listen to him.
Yeah, a time like this.
In times like this, sir, God has a man.
Yes. To, you know, carry the baton and to, you know, preach the word of God in times like this.
Yes, sir.
The word of God must reach everyone.
Must reach everyone in whatever way we can. We have to spread this gospel. For it must be preached as a witness to every soul.
And thank God that you have taken the baton. And he mentioned in the beginning of this introduction that you are the only female overseer in Northern Clarendon. So that's a good thing you're doing.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Just pray my strength in the Lord, for my health is not so good, but I am carrying on.
Yes, and as you continue to cultivate young ministers and, you know, guide them and direct them in the path, that one, you know, one day they too will come on and be overseers. And, you know,
that's what I am doing. I'm setting the stage that when I am gone, the work will still go on.
Well, your work will carry on. When we are far gone, our work still here and hers is, you know, we invest in others. And that's a wonderful thing as an overseer. You're investing in others.
We have to invest in others, man. We have to invest in others. But this life is just limited. So we have to invest in others. We don't know when the parting will come. But the work will be still going on.
Yes. Well, the Apostle Paul called a vision and he said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. So one day, you know, this robe of flesh shall drop and rise. You know?
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank
I mean,
God.
I mean,
we just want to be right.
Yes.
We just
the apostle called the vision and said, if ever in this life we have hope, we would be made so miserable.
Yeah, man. But thank God beyond this world we have hope.
We have hope. Yes. We have a living, lively hope.
Lively hope.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we are praying for your health and strength, and we pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen you as you continue to minister to his people.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And my prayers will be with you who are out there. So that you will get audience from the people. People will listen and turn to the Lord. So that's what we are here to turn to Jesus.
And you have the fireman in your corner, so no devil, no...
And my fireman is
in your
corner. My fireman is in my corner.
Yes, indeed.
God, praise God for him.
Yeah, blazing, yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you.
Thank you, overseer. So, Pastor, coming back or?
Yes, sir. He's coming back. I'm handing you over to him.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor Ben, we're still here, man. We're still excited, and lots of things are happening, and we just give God the glory for His goodness and for His blessing and for
yes.
His mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, man, and we're still excited about what Brandon Hill is doing, you know, so many things are happening, and we just continue to trust the Lord that they, you know, they will just go from strength to strength. I spoke with Miss Lewis this evening, man, and, you know, the whole school group is so excited about what is happening, and, you know, they really outplay their opponent today in send catching and stuff like that. So, you know,
wow.
Moving on to Sabine. They're moving on to Sabine Park, man, and those, we are hungry for winnings, man. We are hungry for winnings.
So you said that they have been there last year and they got beaten in the final.
Yes, they Brandon Hill went to the finals last year, and they were knocked out by Carmen, a school from down Carmen Place. But I am here to declare to Carmen that it won't happen again this year. It will not happen that way this year. We're gonna beat up Carmen this year, and when I come back next time, I will tell her all about it.
Okay. How is that, love? That's Jacqueline Law. We have Jacqueline on the line. We have Dr. J on the line. Dr. J?
Yes.
Oh, you're happy. All right. So, they're playing in the final, Pastor. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am still here.
What is playing in the final?
I don't know who they'll be playing in the finals yet. But because they won today at Chedwin Park, the next stop will be at Sabina Park. So four teams will be going up to Sabina Park, and Brandon Hill will be one of them.
Oh, so they're in the quarterfinal then?
Right. So, but the semifinal and the final are going to be played on the same day.
Okay, semifinal and the final. Okay, so
Brandon Hill is the parish champion for Clarendon again. So we were the parish champion for Clarendon last year, and we are the parish champion this year again for Clarendon. So we're going up now to Sabina Park, where we'll be playing. I don't know the other three teams that we'll be playing, but once we get there, we're gonna win, man. There's no doubt. So Carmen will not be celebrating this year. I'll make sure that.
Well, they can't afford to let the crowd give them any cold feet or get them nervous enough. After yes, you have to prayer them up, and they go, you know, with no fear.
Right, because they were, as I said, they were there last year, and you know, they reach up to the semifinals, and they were knocked out. So this year now, you know, we are going all the way, man. We are going all the way. We are going all the way and stuff like that. So we just continue to pray for them and trust the Lord, because we are going out to win.
Okay. There must be a lot of talking about them, but great. They're doing good. So,
yeah, man.
Thanks
all over
the
place. Talking about them and you know, and their great accomplishment and people are really supporting them and stuff like that. So we just continue to trust the Lord for His goodness and for His blessing. And by the way, four members of that team are from Turkopan. Are you listening to me, Dr. J? Four members of that team are from Turkopan.
All
wow.
Right.
Four members on that winning team, they are from Turkopan. The captain is from Turkopan, and his last name is Cameron.
Any relationship?
Yes,
yes, that's
me.
My nephew's son. That's my nephew's son. His name is Michael.
That's
he's
why
I'm
so
happy. Oh, so you are going to Sabina's spot then?
Yes, that that couldn't miss me, Doc. I am on the board for Clarendon Cricket Association, you know. They appointed me to the board of Clarendon Cricket Association.
All right.
So that is a sport that I love so much. So with Brandon doing all these exploits, you know, we just continue to trust the Lord for his goodness and for his blessing. And as I said, four guys from the team are from Turtle Pond. So we are overly excited about it, of this great accomplishment.
Okay.
All right.
Being that this is at the grassroots level and they are doing exceptionally well, there's no, you haven't received any support from higher up. I mean, being that they represent the parish so well, and now they are going in the final. I'm surprised that they don't get any recognition from, you know, the Jamaica Cricket Association.
Not yet, but I know it has been in the works, but they have not been recognized, because not only were they champions for the parish last year and they went up to the semifinals, they were also voted the most disciplined team in the entire Jamaica. Brandon Hill Primary School last year was voted the most disciplined team.
With no cricket in field, I mean, that is, there's no word I can use to describe that. <It's> like,
that's
no cricket
amazing.
In field. Those guys, they use like orange ball, you know, young orange that you pick off a tree. They use orange ball and like coconut ball to make bats, and they can bat. So when they go to the big field, they can bat. That's what they get practice on, because there's nobody to sponsor them gears or anything like that. So they're not even, you know, I know somebody from Canada sponsored them some jersey, but that's it. That's the most I know. And what Miss Lewis spoke to you about, what they received when she spoke to you last week. You know, so they really need sponsorship. If there's anybody that can sponsor this team and take them up and support them, you know, because they really need it. They need coaching and all that type of stuff, because it is a teacher who teaches at the school. He's their coach and manager, and they are doing good. So just imagine if we can get volunteers to come into the school and teach these youngsters the techniques of the game.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Well, no disrespect to the teacher. I guess that person is doing a good job. So I want to congratulate him in a very limited resource.
One is Mr. Arriet and one is Mr. Card. One is Mr. Arriet and one is Mr. Card. They work closely with the team. But Mr. Arriet, he really burns with a passion for the team. And they are really excited. So probably next week or the other week, which we can go and speak with him, and you can hear from him also.
Oh man, Mr. Arias, they need to get him on the West Indies board to get those big money, you know, boys who are doing nothing. They need to get him to coach the West Indies team.
Yes, he's doing a wonderful job, man. He's really doing a wonderful job, and we just continue to pray their strength and trust the Lord and trust in Him, because God is on our side, man. God is on our side.
Amen. So, other from the cricket, what else is happening at Brandon Hill? What about the SAT exam and everything that is going on in the community?
Well, GSAT is over and stuff like that, so they are waiting the results and all that type of thing, because most of those kids in grade 6 now will be moving up to high school, and graduation is coming up, and then the big day is going to be the 8th of July. The hall rose will be to Brandon Hill for the gospel concert and the massive fun day. We can't wait. We are excited about it and stuff like that. Miss Lewis has been busy distributing tickets, and the parents, all the parents are involved, and community groups, and she's gonna be sending to churches and all that type of stuff. So it's gonna be a
big event on July the 8th, and we are all excited with you guys coming down and you know, people coming down from Atlanta and Canada and England. A lot of people are going to be here for this function, so you know, we know it will be a success.
Okay. Sorry, I just have to backtrack a little because something that crossed my mind. You know, with Clarendon College and their technical in Clarendon, these cricketers, if they reach a certain age, even if they don't pass their exam, they can still get into the college by their talent. Is it still happening in Jamaica?
Yes, man. The high schools, they have scouts. High school, they have scouts who goes around and they identify these talents, and then they draft them into like Clarendon College and via technical, because you know, Clarendon College play a lot of cricket and stuff like that too. So, but even when the teachers from Clarendon College, he is presently on the Clarendon Cricket Association board. So we have an ear straight into Clarendon College. So all of these guys, I don't think these talents are gonna go to waste. We will make sure they get channeled into these high schools so that they can continue. And I know, as I said, with Clarendon College, at the meeting we were told that they are putting a lot of money into their cricket. Now they have dug up their pitch, they are resurfacing it and all that type of stuff. So by the next couple of months, Clarendon College will have a first class cricket facility in the parish, and we are very proud of that.
Okay, great. That sounds good. And the next thing I want to look at is, because we're on the Clarendon, for our listeners who are listening throughout the world, we're on the Clarendon connection with Pastor Ron Cameron. And he, along with him this evening, he have overseer, Daphne Fagan.
Porter.
Daphne, overseer Daphne Porter. As a Clarendon
right.
connection. We have on the line, we have Dr. J, also a part of the Clarendon connection. We have Jacqueline, is a Kingston connection via Clarendon connection. We in Grafford tonight as a Clarendon. Right, Jacqueline? She's not there.
Yes, I'm here. I just had it on mute.
Yeah, we know you're
yes.
part of the Kingston connection, but for tonight, you're part of the Clarendon connection.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
So, where the Kingston is Jacqueline from? Tivoli?
No, she does adopt Kingston.
Everywhere.
She's from California.
Dr. J, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm fine. Always, I haven't heard anything from Carmen.
Carmen is
on. She's not on right now.
I thought I saw her on. Oh, okay.
No, Jacqueline.
I did see Carmen.
Okay, so as we're on the Clarendon connection, sir, you have a member of parliament, you have quite a few councillors, and how things going on in the area, all the farming, the weather, everything?
Well, a lot of rain is falling from the last week, so the weather is really good for farming. You know, but one thing that is affecting the farmers are the road, the batteries. You know, so that need to be addressed. You know, and when the time is dry, you know, we have irrigation problems. So there are many concerns, you know, from the farmers in North Carolina. But nevertheless, you know, we you know, they are still pushing through and fighting against the odds. So you know, a lot of stuff, like when you go to the market, there's a lot of stuff coming out of the market, and people are still buying their produce and stuff like that. And what is good now, there is a lot of vegetable on the market, so the price is low, so people can get access to that.
Okay, we know that they rode from, I think from, is it Chapelton to Brandon Hill is not too great, but we know that they are doing some road work from Turtle Pond, I think Turtle Pond area to Kellett. So how is that? Is it completed now?
No,
the
road still need a lot of repairs and stuff like that. For December, they put in a lot of patch the road with mall, but you know, once rain begins to fall, all of that mall is going to wash out. So
okay.
You know, you really need some good repair and stuff like that, and we hope that something will happen this year.
Okay, going from Turtle Pond towards Kelly, so what's that area called where they're doing the cutting the new road and fixing the road?
From Norma, it's just one main road from Turkopan all the way to Kelly.
They have some tractors and graders there working on the road, cutting broad, widening the road.
Some work was done on the road, but you know, there's a lot more work need to be done. As you know, they just patch a portion and patch a portion there and patch a portion there. So it's not an entire work that's from say Brandon Hill to place was done. They just patch in between, especially the bad spots were patched. But there are a lot of patching that need to be done to have it completed. So what they have done, they have the bad spots now, they have patched up with mall. But as I said, we have been having rain for the last 2 weeks, so most of that mall is washed out.
Okay. So is there any plan from Brandon Hill coming all the way back to Chapelton? Is it Chapelton coming back to Macon side?
Well, from Soursop Turn right up to Chapelton, the road is good. First class road, I drove on it today. It's very good. They are doing a lot of work. It's Barber Green. Very good. But from Chapelton now to Penance, it still needs repair. And you know, at Penance they just erected a brand new bridge. There's a brand new bridge in Penance. You remember there was an overhead bridge. That bridge now is very old. They're still using it. But they have the Chinese have erected a brand new bridge at Penance. It's not officially open yet, but it is completed.
Okay. So you said that the farmers are, the roads affecting the farmers, great.
Yeah, man. That's. I tell you, the four main things that affect farmers in Northern Clarendon. One is the road. Two is access to financing. Predial larceny. So roads, access to financing, predial larceny, and probably, you know, marketing, because they would love to know that when they produce all of this stuff, there's market. Okay? But there's no market that is taking any stuff wholesale. So each farmer would have to try to identify their own market to get their products sold. But there's no market that you can say, okay, I'm going to produce 10 acres, and then you know that when you produce that 10 acres, there's a market. The only direct market, the only sure market you have is for sugar cane, where it doesn't matter the amount of sugar cane you produce, Lyders Vale will take all of it. So that's the only direct sure market that you have. Otherwise, farmers, whatever they produce, they have to find their own market. It's not a reliable market, it's not a consistent market. So that's one of the problems affecting them too.
Okay, but for those who are listening on Clarendon Connection, I'm gonna try and invite a staff from RADA, the Rural Area Agricultural organization. They provide the technical knowledge and also support to rural area farmers. And I think the person was telling me that there are a lot of farmers who are not aware of the support that is available. So I'm going to invite her to next week, Thursday, to probably, you know, shed some light on that type of support.
Yeah, so, because I know in Northern Clarendon, and I can speak for that, There are extension officers from RADA who work assiduously in the area, and I know such a person. So, you know, I do not know if you know, farmers are not aware of the role of the extension officers, and because that could be, you know, that they have to let the people know.
Okay, so if somebody who you know well and can talk with, then they can come and explain their role and what service they provide and what they offer.
Yes, man. I know the extension officer for our area, for Northern Clarendon, one of them is a man by the name of Mr. Riley, and he lives at here, so you know I can get access to him. So he could even come and I just said he could speak on the show about things concerning.
To my understanding, I understand that they offer a lot from, unless I'm mistaken, from, you know, from small short crops and crops for export to providing the knowledge of fertilization, pesticide. And technical knowledge that the average farmer might take for granted and probably just using their own instinct.
Well, yes, they could do that because you know, knowledge is power. So if they get a chance to learn more, you know, how to produce their crops and things like that. But I know one of the big problems here is irrigation, because like now, as I said, we're having good weather. But like last year, it was very dry, very, very dry. You know, so I know one of the big problems is irrigation. So they would need some advice on that, you know.
Okay, while you mentioned that, because that was something at my heart. I was really talking about just recently. I ran a little chat in the group about why we are not taking advantage of the irrigation service, because in countries like Africa, where they have drought and all that, they make good use of well. And I don't see no reason why the government can't implement or support local farmers with the interventions of wells. So maybe somebody
and these wells was mentioned from the 70s by a man by the name of Michael Manley. He introduced something known as the micro dam, where we advise that each community should have a something like a dam and to trap all of this water, because we don't have a shortage of water. You know, what we have a problem is having the water stored or having the rainwater trapped so that we can use it at a later date. We don't have that, and that's what we need to do. You know, he introduced that way back from the 70s, but a lot of people thought that he was way ahead of his time.
So the RADA, I always see the RADA personnel as the ombudsman to the government, to the people. So if we could get one on the show and see whether or not it is feasible, or see if they have done a field study, why it can't or why it can't. At least we would never be talking about it in doubt, you know, because all these things need feasibility study, and the government should be the one to do that study, and they have the various agencies, which I rather would be one of them. They have other agencies that.
Yes, in Germany, there are two specific agencies that deals with agriculture. You have the JAS, which is Jamaica Agricultural Society, and there is RADA, which is Rural Area Development Association, something. There are the two entities that deal with agriculture on a wide scale. So we'd have to try to get in both parties and to see how they can assist the farmers, you know, with all of these things. Because, as I said, the farming, there are many aspects to it. There is the financial aspect to it. There is the security aspect to it. You know, there is the access to the farm, for the farm itself. It's through the roads and stuff like that. You know, and then there is market. There is market right now. Kelly's market is cheap, like $20-$30 a pound, you know.
Okay. The next thing, okay, I'm going to come to that. But the next thing is the marketing, which I know when I was in my young day, they have the Maypen market used to be really a vibrant market. And I say vibrant, really, I understand. It was really a market that a lot of people look forward to on the weekend. So what happened to it?
No, man, Maypen market is functional, man. Like Maypen is a town that is so busy, you'd never believe it. Maypen market is up and running. Coronation market is up and running. All the markets are vibrant. Spanish Town, all of them. So the market itself are vibrant. But the farmers need more than just like these markets and stuff like that. You need somewhere where if you produce 10 acres of cabbage, when it is ready for reaping, there is a direct market. You can't produce 10 acres of cabbage and say you're going to take it to Maypen market. It won't sell. I am just coming from Maypen. I'm coming from Kingston, and I drove through Maypen. And I saw a guy with a big cart full of cabbage, and you know, he can't harvest himself. You know, so this is what farmers need. They need an outlet. There used to be something in Jamaica known as the AMC. It used to operate in Spanish Town. AMC used to be that anything that a farmer produces, take it to AMC and they will buy it. They are the one who's going to find the market and stuff like that. So we really need something like that.
Okay. Well, as I said, this aspect of your show is really to highlight some of the things and see what best that, you know, through your show, you can help the farmers. So one thing that was very useful in some areas, and we don't know why it's not implemented in other areas, is that the hotels and the guest houses used to have that direct buying power with the farmers. So you're saying that the farmers are producing, but they have a problem offloading their crop.
Right. And the thing also with the hotels, from what I know, some of these hotels, they imported a lot of stuff that they serve to their guests. So this is where probably like the Minister of Tourism would come in and put in some information so that force the hotel to serve more Jamaican stuff. I have had people who go to the hotel and say, all they see is pure overseas food and their buffet and stuff like that. So a lot of these hotels are not serving the local food. I don't know why. So that is one of the problems also. So this would need the intervention of the government now to force these hotels to buy a certain amount from the farmers.
Okay. I think someone, I don't want to be ignorant, but I think, yes, that's correct. But I think someone was telling me about the NAFTA, and I think they meant to at some point explain NAFTA in detail and give reason why the government can't force the people. So it's some politics in play with the trade agreement. And maybe that's why Donald Trump gets so angry and wants to talk certain things. But I think that's what one of the problems is, the NAFTA trade agreement that is causing some of these. I'm not totally sure if that is the only problem, but I know it's a contributing factor.
the NAFTA trade agreements. And it's not good for the country, because based on what you're saying, that the farmers are producing the goods, but the goods are not being offloaded in a consistent manner.
No, because if they were producing, if they were using as a Jamaican, so the farmers, you know, they would benefit more. You know, but stuff. And even right now, even with the port market, there's a glut at the port market because they begin to start to import pork. And I am saying what the government need to do is, like, know what the farmers can produce. And anything the farmer can produce, don't import it. That would be my move. Anything that the farmer can produce, do not import it.
Okay. Yes, okay. So that's pretty much common sense to me.
Well, I don't know. As I said, there's a lot of trade deals and stuff that must be honored and all that type of thing.
Yeah,
because
trade deals, yeah.
It's not a problem.
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure how long you're going to be on, but I want to take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk more about the Brandon Hill project. And the... Yes? Okay.
Yeah, man, take a break and we'll be here when you come back.
Okay, all right. Good evening, Church Raider Land. This is the Clarendon Connection, and we have Pastor Ron Cameron speaking to us. He started with the good old gospel, and we are on the farmers and what is happening in Clarendon. And if you're listening and you're passionate about the Clarendon Connection, then please give us a call at 515-605-9329. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Brandon Hill project. Indeed, if them are ballers, run them and then come. Get on the move, Jamaica. Yes, indeed. I'm going to take another break. We're from take a word from our sponsor tonight. And when we come back, we have Pastor Ron Cameron. And is there ready?
Nurse Mentors Healthcare Services is now recruiting healthcare professionals, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and home health aides. We provide 24/7 staffing and in-home care throughout the state of Florida. Call us now at 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. We work hand-in-hand with our patients, doctors, and family members to meet our patients' needs. All our staff members are licensed, bonded, and insured. Please visit us at 6151 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Call us today, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. Again, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, welcome back. And welcome back. We have Pastor Ron Cameron. In the studio, we have Jacqueline. We have Carmen. Welcome, Carmen.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Carmen.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Cameron. Hi, Dr. J.
Yeah, Dr. J is not on at the moment. She'll be back shortly. And, yes. Pastor, we're on the Clarendon, as you are in the Clarendon connection. Is there any other update on the on Clarendon that the Clarendon?
What did you say, Pastor Ben?
Yeah, I was just checking in with you if there's any other update on the Clarendon connection. The Demby show coming up soon,
Yes, the Demby show always comes up in August.
August.
Independent, and that is always a massive occasion. You know, you'll see some stuff that you can't believe it. They have been produced in Jamaica.
Okay. Right. So, okay, we're going to move on. Thank you. We're going to move on to the Jamaica Project in action along with the Brandon Hill project that you are also a part of. But just before we move there, if you were the minister of the member of parliament for Northern Clarendon, what would you be saying to the farmers and saying to the people there? Or what would you be doing, sir? In a nutshell.
Well, the member of parliament is Mr. Orish Daly. You know, and he would have to reach out to the farmers and to let them know. And I'm sure, you know, we usually do in dialogue with them and stuff. But, you know, farmers really need a lot of help. As I said, one of the biggest help that the member of parliament can give the farmers is the roads. You know, and they are not in government. So in terms of making funds available, the government side would have to do that. So those are two things that the farmers need. Plus, predator loss is a big thing in every farming community because you take so long to produce your crop and then you have it stolen and you know, so that is still a major concern amongst farmers. So the member of parliament can assist to address those. But as I said, the member of parliament is on the opposition side now. You know, so it's gonna be kind of technical to get assistance out to the farmers that come from the government itself.
Okay. Temporarily, sir. Temporarily. Do you think? And this is just just throwing this out. Is it a step backward, or would it be a good idea for? Members of councillors and member of parliament
try to introduce farmers with, try to help them some more donkeys in the area to help them, you know, because there's no possibility that they can make roads and things in deep rural community.
Farming is getting way advanced now. So people are producing, like, people want to be able to have access to, like, a greenhouse. A greenhouse can produce 10 times what an acre of plow land can produce. You know, so these are the areas that we need to look to. And greenhouses are not cheap. Greenhouses are expensive. So these are some of the assistance that the farmers need. You know, like getting donkey and stuff like that. I don't know how it would greatly assist them, because a donkey can carry so much and no more. But if they have access to technology, like to produce a greenhouse that can produce tons of stuff, man, that would be good. And also, as I said, have access to the roads getting looked after. That would help the farmers a lot too, because then more people would be interested into farming. Because you could easily have access to farming. And even within in North Clarendon, there's a forest up by Bullet that has been destroyed from 1980, and it has not been replanted. There is 500 acres of land in the Bullet Forest that needs to be replanted. So all of those need to be addressed.
Okay. You mentioned greenhouse farming, but it leads us back to the proper irrigation system, where they're going to need to tap into some wells and some dams, create some dams, you know, to generate the water.
Yes, as I said, if they take an approach with the old irrigation system, because as I said to you, Pastor Dan, we do not have a problem with rainfall. What we have problem is with the catchment. So there is enough rainfall. If we make the catchment, then the irrigation problem can be solved, because then we would have enough water for irrigational purposes. But right now, rain is falling. And 80% of that water is falling is wasted. There's no catchment. There's no treatment for the water, which can be used for irrigational purposes. So that's an area that we need to look into.
Okay. So
that's for the last two weeks, especially in North Clarendon, rain has been falling. Every day you get like 2-3 inches of rain, and that's a lot of rain. And I said to you, 80% of the water is wasted.
Okay. All right. So we have on the burner here, irrigation, and we have foreign food. So we can move on from those now. And right?
Yes, sir.
So foreign food and irrigation system. All right. So let's go to our. So all roads lead to Brandon Hill on the 8th of July. Also in the adjoining community, all roads lead to those with over 80 medical. I would imagine that you would be a part of from the 9th to the 14th. People having their health check. One stop MOT service. So the Brandon Hill project, also Jamaica Project in Action. We are supporting the erecting of the fence. Metal fence or aluminum fence and around the Brandon Hill school. and their land so that they can have, you know, more farming. It's a security issue. Well, it's also a protection in light of what is happening. So we are playing to the nation around the world to come on board and support this project. We need your support. We need every, you know, it doesn't matter how small it is, you can still make a donation. And if you go to the website, www.jamaicaprojectinaction.org, and go to the donation section and make a donation today. You know, from $5 to unlimited amount. And the concert is drawing nearer, sir. We have some good artists coming on board.
Yes, there's a lot of artists. There's a lot of artists coming down. Sister Pat, Keisha Pierce, you know, a lot of artists coming down. It's going to be a great concert. It's going to be a great fun day on the 8th, and it's all towards a very cause. You know, as you spoke with Miss Lewis, the principal from Brandon School last week, you know, they really need to have that sense erected. It have so many. It's such a great importance, you know, they need for agriculture in the school, they need to it for security and all that type of stuff. So there's so many assistance that erecting a fence can assist with the school. So we're just asking everyone to support it.
Yes. And I did mention the way that you can be of support is to contact Dr. J direct. You can go to the website. You can contact me. Well, you contact me, still I'm going to direct you to the website, which is www.jamaicaprojectinaction.org. We also have a Facebook page by the name of Jamaica Project in Action. So you can also go to that page and it gives you guidance. Yes.
Yes, so that's the second Saturday of July, the 8th of July. You know, our road will lead to Brandon Hill Primary School. We're going to be celebrating, man. We're going to be and of course, we got to find a way to play some cricket. So I don't know if we can play ladies against gentlemen and never can tell what's going to happen. Can Dr. J play cricket?
I'm sure from Brandon Hill. It appears to me that everybody can play cricket from Brandon Hill. But we need to send the West Indies team up there to learn to play cricket. Carmen, did you have a joke about the West Indies team?
Yeah, it was. I don't remember how it goes.
Oh, man. Carmen, I have a joke about the West Indies team. I'll start it for you, Carmen, and you finish it. It's about a little boy who was in a dispute with both parents. And he was brought before the judge. And he didn't want to go to his father. You want to finish it, Carmen?
No, you finish.
The little boy didn't want to go. It was in battling to a parent rights thing. The little boy didn't want to go to, you know, because his grandmother beat him too much. His mother beat him too much. His father beat him too much. So the little boy, the judge wants to give the boy the option who he want to stay with. The little boy said, am I saying it right, Carmen?
Yes, you're saying it right.
The little boy said he want to stay with the West Indies team. And they couldn't understand why he want to stay with the West Indies team. And they inquired of him, and he said he want to stay with them because they're not capable of beating anyone.
Yeah, you remember.
So. Yes. Okay.
Wow.
So the number is 515-605-9329. And we have Pastor Cameron, Pastor Cameron have a wealth of information. I talk about the various people that came out of Clarendon that making such an impact. In fact, an indelible impact upon Jamaica that can never be erased. You know, this Clarendon folks. Dr. Agra Iron, you said, Pastor.
What's that, Pastor?
You were mentioning some great people that came out of Clarendon. That make
this one, Clarendon really has produced some great, yesterday I went to James Hill. I was trying to do some inquiry and Claude McKay, because, you know, Claude McKay came out of Clarendon, and some of the poems that he wrote, you know, it was inspired from the rivers, even from Clarendon. There's a river up in Clarendon where Claude McKay wrote about that river. It's still
there.
So I'll be going back into James Hill to do some research on this great man. You know, his poetry has influenced the world. It has even influenced Marcus Garvey. That's how influential his poem was. Claude McKay spent a lot of his days in Harlem, in New York, and I spoke to some doctors a couple of weeks ago, and they tell me that real estate now is in Harlem is so expensive, you know. So Claude McKay really has impacted so many lives, you know. And at one point it was said that even Winston Churchill, when the English troops were down, you know, it was the words of Claude McKay that Winston Churchill used and inspired the English troops, and they were able to win that war. So Claude McKay, as I said, is very, very influential, and history will tell you that even some of the writings of Claude McKay were read by our first national hero, Marcus Mosiah Garvey. So Clarendon really has impacted the world, you know, not just through Claude McKay alone, but as I always say to people, that I grew up believing that Earl McKinley was born in Kingston. I grew up believing that Earl McKinley, you know, belongs to Calabar, because that's all we hear of in the 70s and the 80s of Earl McKinley connection was just Calabar, and everybody know at one time he was known as Mr. Champs. But when the research was done, it was proven that Earl McKinley was born in Pheasant Hill in Clarendon.
So, wow.
You know, Trelawney can boast of Usain Bolt as Olympian who have produced gold medal, but we can boast of Earl McKinley, who started producing medals, Olympic medals, from as way back in England, from way back in 1948. That's where Earl McKinley was producing medals from, and then he went back to Helsinki in 1952 and produced medals. So we have a lot that we can boast about of the impact that Caledonians have made. So many great stalwarts as come from this great wonderful parish, which happens to be the center of Jamaica, you know. Bullet Mountain is the center of Jamaica, from Negro Point to Marin Point. It is the center of Jamaica, and we are very proud of that fact, and we will continue to highlight the goodness of Clarendon, because not only we can speak about Earl McKinley and Claude McKay, but even the English settlers, when they came here in 1655, the parish that they chose to settle down was Clarendon. The Spanish landed in St. Anne's Bay in Dry Harbor, but the English chose to settle down in Clarendon. So, you know, we are very proud, and we have a rich heritage, and we will keep on enlightened these facts. The first slavery hospital is found in Clarendon. You know, so there's so much good things we have to speak about. You know, and we've got to continue to give God thanks for his blessing and for his mercy.
Right. Okay, so I didn't know that Marcus Garvey was. I think that's probably correction. I don't think he was the first national hero. You think he was the first one?
Yes, Marcus Garvey was our first national hero.
Okay, all right.
And he was born in St. Anne, but he was our first national hero.
Okay. Marcus, okay.
Because Nanny of the Maroons was a national hero, but she became an heroine after. It was long after they decided to give Nanny of the Maroon. But she was way before Marcus Garvey. But our first officially recognized national hero was Marcus Mosiah Garvey.
Okay, Marcus. Even Paul Boger was older than him. Yeah. Oh yeah, by far.
Yes, but Paul Bogan was made an era before Marcus Garvey.
Okay. Okay. I see. Who is that? You know the history, man.
Yes, I do a lot of research on these things, and you know, I combine it with my studies of the Bible because Jesus said, you know, we should search the scriptures. And
yeah.
And even said I was doing Bible studies in Redlands, and it is important that we search the scriptures because I give an example. When David was bringing about the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, because they did not search the scripture, they carried the Ark of the Covenant on a donkey cart. You know, when the Ark of the Covenant was shaking, a man by the name of Uzzah reached out to touch the Ark of the Covenant, and the Ark of the Covenant struck him dead. No, the same Ark of the Covenant was placed in Obadiah's house, and the same Ark that killed Uzzah blessed Obadiah. So David
mm-hmm.
went back and said, bring me the Chronicles. In other words, he was saying, let us go do some research. Let us go do some research. And when they did the research, they found out that the Ark of the Covenant must be carried in a special way by a special set of people. The Levites were the ones who were supposed to carry the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulder. And when David realized that, he sent for the Ark of the Covenant up from Obadiah's house. And when he was coming back to Jerusalem, David danced and worshipped God. Even his very wife despised him in her heart and stuff like that. But David realized what was happening, because the ark was coming back to Jerusalem, and they were giving God glory for his goodness, and that was why he wrote the psalm that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. And that is what we should do. We should always continuously to give God thanks. And that's why I said I go back into history, and even history, even with our own people too, our history will show that, you know, black are not really cursed. Noah cursed Ham, cursed Canaan because he saw his nakedness. But that does not mean that, you know, black people are cursed. Whatever curse there was, Jesus came and died on the cross, and that is why he declared, it is finished. So every curse has been removed. So there's no need in Genesis, Noah cursed Canaan. That means that every black is cursed. No, we are blessed. We are blessed. Like the Bible tells you, we are blessed and highly favored of Almighty God. So we need to know what history says. Because if we do not know what history says, then we're going to repeat it. And Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So that is why I really search out the scriptures and realize that we are blessed of people. If you look back in Genesis, it was Nimrod Nimrod was a mighty man of God, a mighty hunter. And when they were going to build that tower up to heaven, God was going to have to intervene. And God said, any of these people put anything to their mind, they can accomplish anything. God himself came down and confused them. And we as a nation, we got to learn the power of unity, the power of cooperation. That is how we're going to be successful. And we have to have God Almighty as our guide. And that's why Solomon says in Proverbs, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path.
Yes. All thy ways acknowledge him.
Yes, we should do that.
Okay. Great, great stuff. All right, so.
But next week I'll be doing a piece on the New Testament Church of God.
Okay.
They recently done a renaming of their Bible school. It is now Bethel of the Caribbean. I spoke with their bishop at a function Wednesday night in Mandeville. That's Bishop Willis LeBear. So, you know, next week we're gonna be talking about the Bethel Bible College, because it is something that is very significant in our Jamaican landscape, and so next week I will talk about it.
So it's Bethel Bible College of the Caribbean now.
Right. They have a name change. It is now reaching out to the entire Caribbean. And this is one of the oldest Bible schools in the entire Caribbean. It was started in 1942.
Wow. Yeah, it's coming all the way from Carnall in St. Mary. And if you know Carnall.
Yeah, it started with the and then they move it to Mandeville at their present location now.
Right. So it's good. It's good there.
And also of note, the secretary to the administrative bishop, of the New Testament, that's the Willis LeBillier. His secretary is from Brandon Hill. But I'll tell you some more about that. She's from Brandon Hill, and she's the secretary to the administrative bishop of the New Testament, Dr. Willis LeBillier.
Okay. Wow. Is that awesome? Dr. Willis LeBillier. Okay, great, great stuff. All right, so we will come back next week, and I'll work with you, sir, so we can have the personnel from RADA, or the Jamaican Agricultural Society, and also the, you know, some expert on the NAFTA agreement, some insight on that, why, you know, going back to your previous statement, you know, you want to know why the hotels and the, you know, the guest houses and those places cannot have a direct, you know, food from local farmers, where they are all foreign import and foreign stuff and processed. Yeah, okay, that's another thing we will look at, the processed food in content in Jamaica, because, I mean, There are even some cheese and other stuff people are trying to light and fire and to prove that they are plastic and all sort of, you know, stuff. But do you know that processed food consists of a lot of foreign elements?
Well,
processed food.
As they say, we got to grow what we eat and eat what we grow. That's what we are aiming for. That's what we have to aim for.
So about the cheese, do they stop make cheese in Jamaica?
No, cheese is still producing tasty cheese.
So those, yeah, so where those cheese come from that they say has the plastic? Because I was watching the video.
I personally wouldn't come to conclusion by looking at that video. Test it, because Jamaican cheese historically is known to be much dry, much less fat, and it's not going to be burned with fatty high like the other cheese. So if you try to light it, it might not drip in oil and drip in juice like the other cheese. So I wouldn't use that, as I said in my statement in the group, Jamaicans from around the globe, we cannot use that method to test cheese if it's good. You know, and again, processed food have a lot of can have a lot of foreign element in it to preserve it, and it maybe that's what's been burning, you know.
And then dwell on it and say everything now is this, everything now is that, you know. I don't even, things like those I don't comment on again, because I don't want to go to court or whatever.
Well, you can't comment on things that on things that you don't have any proof.
Proof, right?
So
things like those, I don't even comment on them again. I just look at them and pass them by.
It's not that you're gonna go court, but it'd be just reckless to, you know.
They will sue you.
Well, I don't know about Sue, but it's just reckless if you're going to make comments on something that you have no proof about.
No proof,
about.
Right.
Yes.
No.
All right,
okay,
then I'm going to leave. So I am going to leave with what I start out with, St. Matthew, where it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Almighty God. God bless you, sir. And next week we link up again, and I will continue to praise God for His goodness.
Amen. God bless. And thank you, Pastor. Continue
thank
to keep
you.
Blessing, blessing for the Lord. And God bless you, dear Daphne. God bless. God bless you, Carmen. God bless Jacqueline.
Thank
and
you. God
says.
Bless you all, too.
Same place next week. One love. Until what good?
Bye, everyone.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
I'm running. searching. I won't stop till I find you. Chapter a day. All when things get rough and hard, we are really the same way. Hungry belly picnic can't go to school, but we are going to live the golden rule. From the wheel to Marante, Grams to sing and kick off the shoes. Judge, I never feel tired. Who don't know you where Gram say? Me say, through the valley and the shadow of death. Nothing of why and we not take no check. Me no say, Judge, I never feel tired. Yeah, who don't come sleep with me, man? Me praise the Almighty. I'll win them try find me. Me know them not like me, so me praise him more. Devil me no fear, bad mind come make me show no fi pray. Jaja always dear, devil me no fear, bad mind come make me show no praise the Almighty. I'll let them try fight me. Me know them no like me, so me praise him more and more. Me know them a chant me. I know them a like me. Yeah, if you are God bless speak me, you be praise him more. You know the most high is the best. That's not true. Me praise the Almighty.